And now the game where we invite interesting people on to do something that will barely hold their interest. It's called Not My Job. Captain Andy Hillstrand chose to spend his life in one of the most frightening, dark, and at times repulsive fields one can be part of, reality TV.
Documentary TV, my friend. Educational TV.
Absolutely. I'm very educated. Yeah. He captains the good ship, The Time Bandit, on the TV show The Deadliest Catch on the Discovery Channel. Captain Andy, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you.
Great to have you. So let's get this straight. You're not some guy they brought up to play this role on TV. You were an actual Alaskan fishing boat captain long before anybody ever heard of you on TV, right?
Yep, born and raised in Homer, Alaska, and been fishing 25 years before they asked us to be on the TV show.
Really? Okay, so you're out there, you're catching mainly crabs. That's what you do. That's what's on the
yeah.
show.
My mother wanted so much more. Yes, I catch crabs.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. When I'm the only guy that can get crabs and not get divorced.
That's true. There you go. Hello. Yeah. So when the producers of Deadliest Catch or the Discovery Channel people first came to you and said, we think that you guys make a great TV show, and we're going to go out there with you and film your exploits, what did you say?
Well, we told them no.
Really?
Yeah. For the first year, we weren't on the show the first season, and then halfway through it, we saw some cameras on this boat called the Maverick, so they asked me again, and I said yes. And
So you said no, and then you saw them working with another boat out there, and you were like, oh, wait a minute. You were jealous.
Nah, yeah.
No,
well,
yes?
It was so much better than my own home video. So, you know, we thought, they said it's going to be a documentary about the most dangerous job in the world. So we thought, okay, it'll be on TV at midnight between how to fix a fender and neuter a cat or something.
No, it was after the neuter a cat, actually.
Yeah.
Well, Andy, can I saw your show by accident. I was actually on an airplane, and I saw you. I said, well, look, that's Andy Hillstrand from Homer. What's he doing on TV? So I plugged in the earphones, and the first thing that you're talking about is your catch. You're saying, well, we got about 16 tons of this and that. And what I remember, Andy, when I'd see you around the docks in Homer, if I ever ran into you, I'd say, hey, Andy, how's it going out there? And you'd just say, oh, yeah, well, we scratched around, you know, we got it too. You would never say anything. And here you are on national TV with tonnage. And so I'm just wondering, was it just me you didn't want to tell?
You know, that was the hardest part about the show was telling how bad you hurt or you know, my hands are numb, you know, and it was like a sign of weakness when we grew up. You never talked about how bad you hurt or, you know, how many crab you caught. You had your secret spot, for crying out loud. Now they show it on TV, your fishing spot. I mean, one of my fishing spots was Mr. Magoo because this one guy looked like it. And then the thing I get the hardest time about is I fish the butt cheeks. And so then
I'm sorry,
goes,
what did you say?
That's a place. It looks like some butt cheeks.
The show has been on for starting your eighth season now?
It'll be our eighth season. Starting
okay.
This October, yeah.
How long did it take you to get used to the fact that there were cameras watching everything you did as you went about your life?
Well, it's been 6 years for us now, and the first year I was like, I am Captain Andy Hillstrand. I am a crab fisherman.
Yes.
And they got this camera right in your face, and then then your mother sees you on TV. I wish you wouldn't cuss so much. Bleep, bleep. You know, yeah. And then you're a role model and all that kind of stuff. So about till just 2 years ago, we just said, let's just be who we are. And, you know, you try to be who you are, but now it's just you try not to cuss as much because your
really?
Mom's watching the show. It doesn't work out too good for us a lot of times,
right.
So especially with a brother like mine that always tells me what to do.
Well, yeah,
so.
Your brother, you have family members in the boat. Your brother's in the boat.
Yeah.
You guys go out. Did you not once break a guitar over his head?
No, I did not break a guitar over my brother's head. It was another boat called a Wizard, and the guy tried to punch me in the face, and the guitar punched him back.
Really?
That's all I'm going to say about that, yeah.
Why? What could possibly have been the disagreement? Aren't you catching crabs?
Well, we were at the bar that night, but I sang a couple songs that I wrote, so I guess I didn't sing that good. So.
Wait a minute.
You thought it was a sign of weakness to say that you can't feel your hands, but you go into a bar and sing about catching crabs?
Well, you did that to start the fight you got in, right? Because that's how crabbers relax, as
yeah.
I understand it.
Well, you know, and then my brother, he goes, well, darn it, that's on my bucket list now to break a guitar over somebody's head. The release you get from that is amazing. I just have to tell you. Anybody who says they don't want to break a guitar over somebody is lying. You know.
Not a real guitarist.
That's not a real guitarist, yeah.
Yeah. One thing we've been thinking about is, like, it's called The Deadliest Catch, and it's all about the incredible dangers endured by you guys, the fishermen out there on the bay, middle of winter, trying to catch these things, these crabs. But one thing nobody ever thinks about is, like, you're doing that. There are these guys trying to film you doing this, right?
Yeah, the cameramen are like having a one-eyed crabber on the boat because they have this viewfinder up to their head and they're wandering around in the most dangerous part of the boat trying to get the best shots. So usually with our greenhorns, we'll put them up in the bait station and keep them safe and stuff like that. But this guy, and then we get sadistic and we'll like have open hatches and we'll kind of, hey, look at that over there. And then they fall in the hatch. And
you can't beat that Alaska sense of humor.
Yeah. Yeah. Your pain is our pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah. One last question, which is there anything exciting coming up on Deadliest Catch? Are you going to change your ways in any way? Are you just going to go out there and keep
We just try
crabs?
To keep being who we are. We're known as pranksters, and this year we gave Sig like 100 Chinese lanterns in the air, and he thought it was a UFO.
Wait, slow down. What did you do?
We snuck up on Sig with all of our lights off, and we lit 100 Chinese lanterns.
Yeah.
And so we got him up in the air, and he thought it was a UFO or a boat going to hit him. And we're always
That's
thinking.
Fun.
But then the things that they don't see is he put a 55-gallon drum of blue food dye in our water. So my brother turned blue like Papa Smurf. And
and we don't see that?
No, you don't see that one, no. No.
has it brought people up to where you live in Homer and in the bay to go fishing who don't belong there because they seem so exciting? I can do this.
Yeah, you know, the one of the best ones is I had a 65-year-old guy come up to me and say, so what are my chances? What are my odds? And he's like 5'2". I said, you have more chances getting in the NBA than getting on this boat right here, buddy. So you're saying I have a chance, he said.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
So we just tell him, you know, if that's your dream, do it. But it's a way of life for us, not just a TV show. So.
Well, there you are. Well, Captain Andy, we are glad to have you with us. We've asked you here to play a game we're calling...
The Deadliest Catcher.
Oh, God.
So Mo Berg was a Major League Baseball player in the 1920s and 30s, but he also was an international spy. We're going to ask you 3 questions about the life and times of catcher Mo Berg. If you get 2 right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice, on their home voicemail or answering machine. Carl, who is Captain Andy Hillstrand playing for?
He is playing for Jane Atkinson and Doug Tolley of Fairbanks.
There you are.
Let me say I'm sorry right now because I have never heard of Mo.
You never heard of Mo Berg?
Never heard of Mo Berg.
Yeah.
I've heard of Iceberg, but...
All right. This is Mo Berg. Yeah, very good. I can see the kind of sense of humor that you hone working with the same guys in a boat.
Oh, yeah. Close quarters.
Close quarters with your brothers.
Yes.
All right. First question. Mo Berg grew up at a time when Jewish kids were not particularly welcome in baseball. So when he joined his school baseball team as a young boy, he played under what fake name? A, Christopher Christian. B, Runt Wolf. Or C, Smith Jones.
Oh, my Lord. I'm going to have to go with Runt Wolf, I guess.
You're right. He played under the name Runt Wolf.
Yeah. Oh,
I somehow thought that name would be unobtrusive.
It's just a unique name.
It
you know?
Is.
Runt Everybody Wolf. Would guess Christian, so yeah, you know, you don't want to go with that one. So.
So next question. Now, Mo Berg was highly educated, went to Princeton, could speak 10 languages fluently, which caused one of his more typical teammates to say what? A, you mean there's more than one? B, I don't think that's Italian. I think he's just drunk. Or C, yeah, and he can't hit in any of them.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to have to go with C. He can't hit in any of them.
That's absolutely right. That's what was said.
Oh, God.
Mo Berg was a pretty good defensive catcher, but couldn't hit worth a lick. All right. Berg had an amazing life. He played professional baseball. He traveled the world. But then he became a spy for the precursor of the CIA. He parachuted behind enemy lines during World War II. And many urged him later on to write a memoir, but he backed out of the project at the last minute. Why? A, he insisted on using the title The Greatest Baseball Player in History. B, his ghostwriter mistook him for Mo from the Three Stooges. Or C, he wanted to write it in Sanskrit, in which he was fluent.
Oh, my Lord. What was the first one?
First one was he insisted on using the title The Greatest Baseball Player in History.
I'm gonna have to go with that one.
Yeah, that's sort of that. You like that?
Yeah,
you're smiling.
I like that, yeah.
You're like, you'd do that, wouldn't you?
Yes, that's what
I know.
The greatest crabber in history. Yeah, yes.
I like it. No, the answer was B. His ghostwriter mistook him for Mo from the Three Stooges. Apparently, the ghostwriter said, "So we're going to be talking about your time with Larry and Curly," and Mo Berg was so upset that he absolutely walked away. And he spent his last decades living with his sister and being crabby. So there you are.
There you go.
Carl, how did Captain Andy do in our quiz?
Well, Captain Andy had two correct answers, Peter, and that's good enough to win for Jane Atkinson and Doug Tolley.
Well done. Andy Hillstrom commands the crab boat Time Bandit. You can see his adventures out in the Bay of Alaska and the deadliest catch in the Discovery Channel. Captain Andy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For being with us.
The deadliest catch. I can't stop watching. The deadliest catch.